Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 10:22 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is February 24th. Well, today's been exciting and mixed. The oil price, Brent crude, was as high as $120 today and finished well away from that level. WTI crude was up as high as $103 and finished out the day closer to 97. Silver was as high as 33.74. And finished out the day well below that level. So the that has been at least in part due to the fact that the crisis in Libya and with regard to the supply of oil has eased somewhat, and perhaps more on that in a moment. First, a review of the rest of these markets. India, in particular, was hit hard today, and at least in part because it's more susceptible to a high oil price than a lot of other markets. The Singapore market was also really quite weak in here today, and that's at least in part because the Monetary Authority of Singapore is starting to talk about tighter monetary policy in an effort to clamp down on inflationary pressures. Elsewhere in Asia, it was reasonably weak, but not in a dynamic fashion. And in Europe, following yesterday's downward dynamics, the majority of markets were relatively steady, and the Spanish and Italian markets, and indeed the Swedish market, both finished in or the three of them finished in positive territory today. The Dow Jones was relatively weak earlier on in the day, but finished out just down about a third of 1%. The S&P was relatively unchanged, and the Nasdaq finished out the day in positive territory. So far, reactions on Wall Street have been limited to a relatively similar sized reaction, and although they're occurring from really quite overextended areas relative to their 200-day moving averages, there hasn't been, well, the size of the reaction so far will barely have hit investor stops because they've been relatively shallow to date. The uncertainty that continues to reside in the energy complex is something that bears thinking about. Something that David has mentioned on a number of occasions is that a crisis has to be seen to be getting worse for it to continue to have an impact on prices. And today, with the King of Saudi Arabia announcing a large social program, well in excess of $30 billion, and also saying that he will open up the oil reserve of his country, has removed a certain amount of uncertainty, and that has been reflected in the oil price. However, oil is now in the region of $100, and it's become headline news once more. So that has raised the anxiety levels. And considering the fact that so many of these markets have been comparatively overextended relative to their 200-day moving averages, this has likely still been the catalyst that will move us into a lengthier period of consolidation of recent gains. It would obviously be a lot better for the global economy if oil prices were to fall back significantly from where they are right now. But even in view of the fact that we've had such remarkable volatility both up and down, I think that the most likely prospect is that we are in for a relatively sustained period of comparatively high oil prices. And that acts as a tax on consumption and is a bit of a headwind for stock markets. Interestingly enough, what we've also seen is that the commodity complex generally had been rallying really quite persistently, but this crisis has motivated investors to start to take some money off the table and to raise cash. And that has had a knock-on effect for industrial metals on a number of the grains and beans and a number of the other agricultural commodities. Lumber today was limit down. Wheat was down 15, corn was down 5, soybeans was down 2. Corn is relatively noteworthy because it had pulled back sharply, was limit down, then it rallied well yesterday, well, rallied way off its low and finished in positive territory and was a bit weaker in here today. So The fundamental factors that drove some of those commodities to such extraordinary heights are still in play. However, some of that speculative cash has come out of the system. They're still in relatively consistent medium-term uptrends, but they've probably hit highs of near-term significance. And provided the pace of the commodity advance slows down, and even better if we get a more significant pullback and consolidation, that would remove a sticky problem from the range of concerns that a large number of central banks have at this point, and that is commodity price inflation. We haven't had much of a rally in what would traditionally have been called safe havens. US Treasuries today were stronger by about 23 points and have gone right back up to test the upper side of what had been an overhead range. They have rallied enough to unwind most of their oversold condition relative to the 200-day moving average. And while nothing has occurred just yet to suggest that the short-term upside has stopped, at the same time, they've already had a reasonably large move, and it probably gets a little bit more difficult from here. Elsewhere, the gold price was a little bit more volatile, but has so far held above this $1,400 level. Unfortunately, gold has this is the fourth time gold has gone above the $1,400 level, and it hasn't yet proved that it can hold above that level just yet. It really does need to move to a new high and sustain that move to a new high to really give us a high degree of confidence that it has reaffirmed its medium-term uptrend. The US dollar hasn't attracted the kind of bullish interest that one would normally associate with a crisis-type environment, and in fact, it has been weaker against the yen, the Swiss franc in particular, which hit a new high in here today, and a number of other currencies. So, what I think a number of people would have expected in that the US dollar should have strengthened when anxiety levels rise hasn't happened on this occasion. Now, that could at least be in part because Wall Street's reaction to date has been comparatively shallow. It could also be because investors have less confidence in the USA as a safe haven, particularly when there hasn't been a lot of talk about how the fiscal deficits are going to be brought under control. So we remain very much within a really quite volatile environment. I don't believe this is the time for big bold calls, but certainly a time for more caution. And I think if more people have that attitude, and it would certainly be expected considering the volatility that we've had over the last week, then that would suggest that the likelihood we're going to move into a period of consolidation of what have been remarkably powerful gains on Wall Street and much of Northern Europe, I think has probably risen really quite considerably. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.